I woke up from bright light shining directly into my eyes. So many thoughts were running through my mind. Why is this couch wet? Whose couch is this? Where am I? I threw my jacket on and found my way to the front door. But before I left, I took a peek in the mirror. My face was covered in lipstick stains and my arms were covered in phone numbers. God, I love my life. If you enjoy this story, remember to hit those like and subscribe buttons below. We appreciate it. My older brother was my hero growing up. He was in high school when I was in elementary, so of course I idolized him. Nothing made me happier back then than going to family reunions and having everyone tell me I'd be just like my brother when I grew up. I started studying everything my brother did with girls. My mom didn't really like it, but she was busy babysitting the neighbor's kid, who was obsessed with her because she didn't have a mom. I was so focused on the theory of it all when I was a kid that I never put anything into practice. So in high school, whenever a girl talked to me, I turned bright red and couldn't look her in the eyes. The summer between high school and college is when things got good. I finally learned how to talk to girls. My brother was at a different stage in life by then, but he still visited sometimes.
I don't get it. Why didn't you just practice with the neighbor?
He asked, sprawled on his old bed while I tried on some of his old jackets. I can't stand Annika. The thought of her makes me want to puke, I said. The door that was only slightly closed shut all the way forcefully. Damn it, was that her? I asked my brother.
I hope not. Mom will kick your butt if you hurt her,
said my brother. I shrugged it off. I basically became my brother. I learned his walk, this confident walk that had every girl turning to look at me as I moved into my dorm. I knew how to look effortlessly attractive, and I ended the day with dozens of numbers. I spent the first weeks as a bit of a loner. One day after class, I was swarmed by a group of guys.
How do you do it?
One of them asked with this hilarious, desperate look in his eyes. How do I do what? I chuckled.
How do you get all these girls?
Another guy asked. I threw my arms over his shoulders and said, out of the kindness of my heart, I'll help you, hopeless bunch. I became their mentor. My room was the place to be if you had a date coming up. I'd tell guys what to wear, what to say, where to go, and what to do. The main thing I had to give these guys advice on was kissing. It was tough to explain, but an ex of mine that I was friends with didn't mind helping me demonstrate. It was a bit awkward for me to give them lessons on kissing, but they seemed to be working. And suddenly I had more pupils. Sometimes they'd fight at my door over who would be the one to knock. Sometimes the routine got a bit boring, but I also didn't want it to change. The day I noticed something changed, I was getting a cup of coffee near campus. I flirted with the barista, but she was cold. As I was leaving, I smiled at this cute girl, but she didn't smile back. Instead, she rolled her eyes. It was like that as I walked to class, too. I'd look at girls or smile at them or even say hi. Girls that I had talked to before and that had always flirted back. But they all ignored me or whispered something to their friends. I started walking faster when they stopped ignoring me and started shooting angry looks in my direction. When I got to my dorm, my friends were waiting for me.
Max, you gotta see this!
One of them said. They turned a laptop towards me and showed me a video. It was a girl, from the neck down, sitting on a bed in a dorm room surrounded by other girls.
You guys are too good, too smart for cheap tricks. None of it's real. He's playing you,
she said. My face went pale. They asked me if I knew who that girl was. Maybe an ex, I said. Not gonna lie, I was getting a bit dizzy. My life was crumbling around me. I stayed in bed until the guys barged into my room that night. I don't feel like going out, I muttered.
She's live streaming,
I heard before a laptop plopped down in front of me. That same girl was sitting outdoors on a bench in front of a tree, surrounded by like 50 girls listening to her. It took me a second, but then I recognized that tree. It was on my campus. I ran out the door immediately. I knew exactly where to go. I didn't make much noise when I walked up to the group of girls. I stood at the back and lifted my hand after a while to ask a question, hiding everything but my hand.
Yes, you at the back?
Said the strangely familiar voice. It was then when I stood up and saw her face. Annika? I exclaimed. My annoying old neighbor, the girl who was always clinging to my mom, the weirdo with the pigtails, was now sitting here trying to ruin my life.
Good to see you too, Max,
Annika said. As soon as she said my name, every girl in the audience turned to look at me. Have you ever had 50 pairs of eyes stare daggers into you? I have. I hope you never do. Later, I waited for her at the dorm. What's your problem, Annika? I crossed my arms and covered her door.
Get out of my face,
she said, crossing her arms too. Neither of us was gonna budge. I asked her why she was doing this, and she said she was sick of seeing girls everywhere fawning over what she knew was an act.
You're just a shy little boy trying too hard to be like your brother,
she said. Ouch. I'm guessing you think you're above all these girls? Out of my league? I asked, trying to hide that she got to me. So I could never make you fall for me? Even if I tried? I asked her slyly, moving closer to her.
Never in a million years.
She replied, smirking. Our noses almost touched. All right, I said, backing up. I'm gonna have to prove you wrong. With that, I walked back to my dorm, brainstorming my master plan. She knew my brother's MO, so I needed to rebrand. When she arrived at her dorm the next day, she found me leaning on the door. I was holding a teddy bear and a DVD of the movie that I remembered being her favorite when we were kids. Let's watch it together, I said in my most flirtatious voice.
Nuh-uh. I don't want you in my room, let alone in my bed, she said.
She took the DVD and the teddy bear and threw them on her bed before shutting the door and pulling me by the sleeve out of the building. Where are we going? I asked.
To a party, she replied.
Minutes later, we were in a house booming with people and music. Annika sat on a couch while I went to get drinks. I must have been gone for like 2 minutes, but Annika was now busy sitting between two guys telling them some story. They were both inching closer to her, pretending to be engrossed in the story, when they were really engrossed in her. I shooed the two guys away. Every time I took her out after that, she would flirt with someone when I took my eyes off her. At the bowling alley, she flirted with the guy at the food stand. When I took her to a music festival, she gave 3 singers and 2 bass players her number. At the beach, I went to get some food and found her playing volleyball with a massive group of guys. It was like she was telling me that she would rather be with any other guy. The problem was that I didn't want to be with any other girl anymore. I don't know when it happened, but suddenly I was putting in even more effort when I took her out. Maybe it was when she punched me in the arm because I pointed out that her bowling shoes were bigger than mine. It could have been the way she really listened at the music festival. Maybe it was the way she elbowed those guys at the beach out of her way to win the game. I started dressing kind of the way I did when I was in high school. Comfy sweaters and sneakers. I wanted to be comfortable with her. One day, I took her to see a movie, but she fell asleep on my shoulder. That's when I realized I was in danger. I moved harshly to wake her up. I didn't even walk her to her dorm that night. When I got home, I put all my normal clothes away and took out my brother's old stuff again. I ghosted Annika. I started going out with my friends again and texting other girls as a distraction, but I kept comparing every girl to her. One night, I walked a girl back to her dorm and she grabbed me by the shirt and kissed me. I kissed her back, imagining she was Annika. Then I heard a chuckle behind me and froze. I didn't notice the girl lived 2 doors down from Annika.
You don't change, do you?
She said, standing in front of her door. Wait, no, I know it looks bad, but I don't like this girl, I said to Annika, turning my back to the girl I was with. Annika didn't look like she cared, but I was desperate to apologize or explain. Then I felt someone push and slap me.
Say hi to the 12,000 people watching,
said the girl I had been with. She recorded me apologizing to Annika, and then me getting slapped. Then she recorded Annika slamming the door in my face and me sulking as I walked back to my dorm. I was a laughingstock. After that day, I couldn't leave my room without girls making fun of me. One group actually threw tomatoes at me. It was humiliating. Only my friends visited me, but they could all still go out and have fun. There was a soft knock on my door one night. I thought my friends came back early. I was surprised when I found Annika standing in front of me. She laughed at my messy appearance. She was holding a tub of ice cream and 2 spoons. She said I needed some fresh air, so we went to the terrace on the top of my building.
Want to hear something funny?
Annika asked me. I nodded while shoving a spoonful of ice cream into my mouth.
I had a huge crush on you as a kid,
she said, and the ice cream almost fell out of my mouth.
But then I heard you say you hated me to your brother,
she continued. I was a dumb kid. I didn't mean to hurt you, and I had no idea, I began before she cut me off, shoving some ice cream in my mouth.
It's okay. I don't like you anymore,
she said. She might as well have stabbed me with her spoon. I turned away from her to hide the look on my face. I knew she could see right through me. Do you think you could ever like me again? I asked her.
Maybe, if you were more like yourself.
I think that might have been exactly what I wanted to hear, because suddenly I was holding Annika's face in my hands and kissing her. I was both surprised and relieved when she kissed me back before she pulled away.
You know, you're not as good at kissing as people say you are,
she said, going back to her ice cream. I chuckled. I don't think any other girl would have said that to me. I finally asked Annika if she would go on a date with me. A real date when she doesn't flirt with other guys to get on my nerves. She gave me the most nonchalant
"Sure,"
I had ever heard. but I could see her smiling from the corner of my eye, and she scooted closer to me.